excited to Rabbi Chaim Nelson helping.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Shmini. Shabbos after the Yom Tov and Pesach. And the opening word of this week's Hedra, as for the meaning of Torah on Friday mornings, discussed in the Torah on the Parsha, is Vayhi Bayoyim HaShmini, it was on the eighth day. What does it mean it was on the eighth day? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Pesayin Amud Beis, that the Derech Chodesh Nissan took 10 crowns. It was Rishon Ma'aseh Bereishis. It was a Sunday. It was the first day of the Rishon, it was the first day of the first month. The first day of various things which happened in Klal Yisrael, 10 different aspects of a Rishon. Why then is the day described as Vayhi Bayom HaShmini? It was on the eighth day. So the Poshet of Pshat is, as we know, there was Shivas Yimei HaMiluyeh, which means that there were 7 days prior to this grand day, which they were preparing. Moshe Rabbeinu actually was the one that did the Avodah. And during the 7 days before is when the preparation period took place, and then only on the Rosh Chodesh Nissan things started for real. The Simcha on Rosh Chodesh Nissan was very intense. The Gemara says in Megillah, there was never such a simcha like this day when the Shekhinah came down to Klal Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu davened. The Shekhinah came down to Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan, which this gilui of the Shekhinah coming down to Mishkan was an incredible simcha. Ma'achosh v'chavrusa Rav Shmuel Nosson Kahn, that in his chusta I'm able to be here this morning, giving away his time, we normally learn together. He asked me yesterday, why is the 91 psukim in Parashat Shmini? We know 91 is a very special number. 91 is the gematria of Amen. 91 is the gematria of Amalek. And 91 is the gematria of the two Shemus of the Ribbono Shel Yudke Vavke is 26. And Aleph Dalet Nun and Yud is 65, which together form 91. So as he asked that, I was thinking, perhaps for this very reason, because we know that the person does a mitzvah in this world, our main tachlis is this avakadosh baruch hu liyizlodira b'tachtoyim. The Rebbe Yisrael wants that he should have a resting place on this world. And when the Shechinah Kedosha comes down to this world, the Yudke Vavke, which is Hoyohoy Viyah, the Rebbe Yisrael's Shechinah, which comes down to this world, where we see the Rebbe Yisrael as Adoy Lakoil, we see the Rebbe Yisrael as the master of everything, that combination together is the Yichud of Yudke Vavke, together with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 91, which is the essence of Parashas Shmini. And the eighth day corresponds to this element, where even though we have the Teva, we have 7 days of creation, when the Ribbono Shel is there, the Ribbono Shel has in Sava Kadosh Baruch Hu, these Nedirim V'Tachtoyim, Hashem rests amongst us, that transforms our whole day-to-day life. So even when we continue the parasha, and we learn about what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat, and a person says, eating is a kashmiristic activity, L'chayr eating is not something which is a ruchinistic activity, and the division has gave us many halachas, many psukim describe which animals we can eat, which animals we can't eat. But as we know that the Tanya speaks about this at the beginning, and he explains osa and mutter. We ask a random person, how do you translate the words mutter? How do you translate the word osa? He'll say permitted or prohibited. It's either kosher to eat or it's not kosher to eat. He has a very deep translation of the word osa mutter. He says osa is the language of bound, it's tied. Mutter is the expression of untied. As you know, Melechus Shabbos, there's a melach of tying, that's actually kosher, make a knot, but and then there's matzir. Matzir means you untie something. So he explains that there are certain types of food which is impossible for you to elevate. They don't have the kosher simonim, and they are bound, they are osa. They belong to the elements of tumah which we can't actually lift up. Whereas something which is mutter, the fact that it's unbound, and we have the ability to be able to uplift it and able to elevate it. So when we're looking at Parashat Shmini, 91 Psukim, with this Yichud of Yud Kevavke, the Shekhinah coming down to this world, this is really a Bayom HaShmini, where even Gashmistic activities have an extra sense of Kedusha to them, an extra deepness to them, where we can serve the Rebbeinu Shalom from within this world. There's a Mishkan built from gold and silver and mundane activities we're doing, we do with the Kavon Hashem Shemaim, we do it to have strength to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom, then that can transform them and make them into mitzvahs. Because the Tzvon tells us, if you think about it, Hashem could have created us in a manner that we don't need to eat. Hashem could have created us in a manner we don't need to sleep. And the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom said, no, I'm giving you a world that's gashmis in it, but use it in the right way, that's the Rotzon Hashem. And that's how I know that every reminder can set the court, and he says, when a person is eating, he should think in his mind, the oisius machel, mem alef chof lamed. And he says that machel is the gematria of 91, which is the gematria of yud kivorki, together with alef dalet nun yud. Which, as we're speaking, this is really the neshama parasha shmini. So after we've gone through a yom tov Pesach, and we've taken minimized in our gashmis, eating just simple matzahs, no added gashmis to it, with limited a diet, as the Mishnah says in Zayim Koyman, HaPesach, Eina Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos, Eina Nechel Elo Bimluyo, Eina Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos, which is, Pesach is a Yom Tov, and for many of us, this we do eat, this we don't eat, the Eina Nechel is very strong sometimes. But having had that training, and understand that what we eat is because the Rebbeinu wants us to eat, what we don't eat, the Rebbeinu doesn't want us to eat, and we have that Kavanah Tov before we do Gashmis, that transforms our whole attitude that comes to these sort of activities. However, there's another pshat, which I heard once from the Bialy Rebbe Shlita, a tremendous chizik in the Vahi Vayim HaShmini. And he said as follows. He says, if we rewind 7 days earlier, we look what was going on when the Mishkan was getting ready. What happened? Something very, very strange. We know there's many nice shuls nowadays, many nice vidon, many nice yeshivas, which takes a lot of effort to be able to put them together. Just imagine, as they finish building, putting on the last brick, they start taking it down. Brick after brick, they take the whole building down, and they put it on the side. And then afterwards, they start rebuilding it all again. And he asked the fellow, what's going on over here? He just spent a fortune of money, he spent many weeks preparing yourself, getting ready to have this building set up, and all you're doing is you're tearing it down again, and then you're rebuilding it again. But if you think about it, that's exactly what happened. The entire week before this Chodesh Nissan, what happened? The Mishkan was set up, taken down. It was set up and taken down. And it wasn't any simple manner. Rashi tells us we needed a nest. Moshe couldn't set it up by itself. It was a big nest to be able to set up the Mishkan. What on earth is going on over here? What's the limit? Why does Hashem do this? Seems very, very strange. So he explained as follows. He said that the Shechinah HaKadosh, which rests on the Mishkan, is really always a moshe what's going on by us. And a person sometimes can have an inspirational moment and he says to himself, you know what? I want to become someone better. I want to improve. I want to be close to Hashem. I want that the Shechinah should be shown by me, should rest by me. What happens? He expects, hey presto, everything should run smoothly, everything should be simple. What do you mean? I want to behave. I want to become a better person. I want to improve. The Torah tells us a very powerful lesson. The Torah tells us this concept called Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekom. A tzadik falls 7 times and he gets up. And the Torah tells us this is not a b'di'evet. This is not someone that never stumbled on something and you give him a pat on his back and said, don't worry, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekom. To the best of us, it happens. Pick yourself up and carry on. No, no, no. This is the lechatchila dikwe of the Rebbeinu Shalom has taught us. This is how Hashem's Hashkina works. You want to be zoichet to Madregis. You want to be zoichet to be close to Rebbeinu Shalom. You're not a loser if you're taking down the Mishkan and putting it back up again. That's normal. That's normal. And when the Torah tells us this grand day of Esar Torahs, of 10 elements of Rishon, the Rishon describes it to us as Vayi Vayim Hashmini. It was on the 8th day. Because we're talking here about something which happened before. People don't always look at that part. They just see, wow, the Rishon came, Shechinah, beautiful Mishkan. What's been going on the week before? A lot of seemingly waste of time putting up a Mishkan, taking it down. This is a life lesson. In any stage of life, if we want to do something, we can never become despondent by the fact that we haven't succeeded the first time or the second time. And obviously Sheva is a lav dafka, Sheva is just a number which is called all different aspects. And this teaches us that Vayi Vayim HaShmini, the 8th day, That is coming after a week of trying and failing, trying and failing. Shevi Yipol Tzadik, and only then Taka Vekom. And the Rav Huttner writes actually in a letter to someone, and he says there very interestingly, as people are awed by the Chofetz Chaim's incredible madrega of Shmiris HaLoshen, how he was careful and meticulous for everything that he spoke. And he says something which you have to have guts to write. He says, who knows how many nisyonos and how many nichshoilos the Chofetz Chaim was nichshon el chas v'sholom until he reached that level of perfection in Shmiris HaLoshen. We don't talk about that. You pull out any book on the shelf, a biography, one of the gedolim, you'll hear about how incredible they were. Some of them you'll read that they used to take the sleeve over the hand and scratch their hair when they were a little baby without wanting to touch the hair to scratch themselves. Of course, we have sometimes great yidden which are born on the top of Everest and therefore it wasn't very difficult to be where they were. But many of them had struggles and they tried and they failed and they tried again and they failed again. And we only print and talk about the end results, about what they ended up getting up to, without realizing that it's really only about Yom HaShemini. There's a lot of things that went into until they got to where they got up to. We see this as well. As I read this week a story towards the beginning of a book called Living Amula, a fifth volume. It brings a very interesting story about a Yid in America that went over to someone that was running Moses Kevaroch, where there's a kovel there to learn Bachatzois, and there's a lot of learning sessions going on by Kevaroch. And he said, I don't really like the way you advertise. He says, what do you mean? He says, you're telling Klal Yisrael, give us money, you'll be zoichet Yeshuas. He's a sensitive youth. He says, I think you should be doing something different. You've got here Tzadikas, a mama of Klal Yisrael, mama Rochel. He says, you're telling people, children should care for their mother. You want to bring a nachas ruach to the neshama of Rochel Imenu? Come and learn, support other people learning there. Why are you busy with the Yeshuas? Think about her. Think about the fact that a Yiddish mama, look after her. And he gave him a lot of money for the Moses with that attitude in mind, thinking to himself, I'm here to make someone else happy. I'm here to show this element of showing Rochel Imenu, I want to do something for Yiddish mama. Years went past, and he that gave this money and spoke like that, he himself, Nebuch, was diagnosed with a terrible machla, and the doctors gave him very limited time. He was in America. And eventually one day he says, I want to go and daven in Kevar Rochel. And they're like, it doesn't work. Doctors aren't letting him out of the hospital. This is dangerous. So they asked one of the Gedolim Bnei Yisrael, and he said that he's very connected to Mam Rochel. Even if it costs a lot of money to bring him over, to make sure it's safe, he should daven. He's got a few weeks left the doctors have given him. You should make the effort. He came there in his wheelchair with all the medical assistants. And when he was there, he literally went up to the cave of Mama Rochel and he says, all the years I've been saying, don't talk about us, talk about you. Make Yiddish Mama happy. Now I need a favor from you back. I need to be healed. As he finished, the person standing there with his wheelchair, like, he just like plunked back into it. He's like, it's fine. I don't need it. He says, what do you mean? He said, I don't need it. I'm feeling fine. They couldn't believe it. They went outside. He walked out 2 feet. They came back to America. And the doctors are like, incredible. It's not the same person. They checked him out. It's printed towards the beginning of volume 5 of Living Amuna. And I thought to myself, wow. We see this element of Ayem HaShmini, which we spoke about before, within the 7 days. That we're so used to this squareness of Teva. We're so used to this symptom of thinking that whatever we see, that's what there's nothing else. And all of a sudden, we see this Ayem HaShmini, this Lemala Mederech HaTeva, this the Shechina within the Olam Hazeh. When it comes to this week's Sedra, as we spoke before, what we can eat, what we can't eat. We're not just busy about the Gashmi sticker in you, that food sustains me and therefore I need to eat. There's the Indian of the Machel, the Yichud of Yud Kivavki with the Aleph Dal and Nun Yud, which is serving the Vaynishlein, bring the Karbonus, having the Dir B'tachtoinim, having the Shechina on this world. And then we see after the parish of Ayidim Aaron. Aaron HaKoyin, he loses never 2 children, not of Aviv. Rashi tells us they're on the greater Madrega, the Moshe of Aaron. And his response, Vayidim Aaron, this is superhuman, this is not natural. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shmiditika attitude. When a person understands that not everything that he sees is the end result, there's a higher level, the divination of the higher force which is running things. And this inspires us not to be stuck in the moment of thinking there's no way out, I'm limited, it's just seven of teva. The Vayema Shmini, once we bring it to our lives, as the Rebbeinu Shem is running the world, and there is this Dirav Tachtoyim which we're trying to get close to, that changes in every situation, how we look at things, how we daven, and then more than that we go and ask Hashem for something. He's unlimited, he can do anything, and this will change the way how we live our day-to-day life. There's a pasuk in this week's Sedra towards the beginning that Klal Yisrael came towards the Mishkan. The whole congregation drew near. This is the matter which Hashem commanded you to do. And the glory of Hashem will appear upon you. The question is, what does it mean, Zeh HaDavah? This is the matter. Which matter? I think Posh Pshat is what we're going to say, the Chabonis that they brought. But the Chaim HaKadosh has got a very original Pshat. What does it mean, Zeh HaDavah? He says, it's going on the Pasuk which we just read out, the Pasuk Hey. Klal Yisrael came towards the Mishkan, Vayamdu Lifnei Hashem. They stood before Hashem. What does that mean, he stood before Hashem? We're always standing in front of Hashem. At any given moment, we know Shvisi Hashem Neneg. He saw it. Hashem is always in front of us. But really, when we think about it, when someone's down in Shmanesa, like it, you can't walk in front of them. Why can't we walk in front of them? Because the Oymi Lefnei Hashchina. Look at that, Oymi Lefnei Hashchina. I'm always standing in front of Hashem. So the Eish Tavon, the Shad Shoba actually discusses this. And it all works really how we're looking at this, which means when a person is davening Shemon Esra and he's focused on the fact that he's standing in front of Hashem, that itself causes that there should be a great Hashoras Hashem in this spot, to the extent that halachically you can't anymore walk in front of him because you're interrupting this moment of Amidah Lefnei Hashem. When a person is Vayamdu Lefnei Hashem, standing in front of Hashem, that Tzedekus which he's got, that focus, that concentration which he's got, from the fact that he's standing in front of Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's considered as an amida, as Vayam de Lefnei Hashem. So the Chaim HaKadosh says as follows, Vayoyimei Moshe, Zeh HaDovo, this is the matter. What do you mean this is the matter? This amida Lefnei Hashem is what you should do, Asher Tzim Hashem Tasu. And if you're doing that, then Veyer Aleichem Kved Hashem, you'll be Zoich HaTaka to have this greater level of Asher Tzashkina. Which means, when a person prepares his heart and he thinks about the fact that it's in front of Hashem, when Yoyin Ashi writes the Shai Truva and Shai Gimel, or his Kuv Samach Talit, he says, the Adam Chayim Lahochin Ma'archi Liba B'choleis. Person should prepare his heart at any given moment. Lahashkin B'liboy, that should rest within his heart, Eim of Yiram Alpine Hashem Yisporach. And this is remember the mitzvah derais, so one of the Tarnag mitzvahs, and it's something that the Halacha writes at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, one of the six mitzvahs to Midias, is Yiras Hashem. Person can make this mitzvah, say 1,000 times a day. Any challenge he's got, and he thinks to himself, stop, what's Hashem want from me now to do in this situation? He's mekayim a mitzvah, say the raisa of Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Shemayim. If as an effect other people will be inspired by it and people see that he's davening, he's learning, he's doing Rotan Hashem, it could be Kiddushim Shemaim Befehesia sometimes. Sometimes it's only Begola, no one else knows about it. But this is the Rechaim Kodesh Pshat, as the Zeh HaDovah is going on the previous words of Ayamdu Lefnei Hashem. And this is actually very appropriate for these days of Sfir Sa'oma. The days of Sfir Sa'oma is really a preparation towards Shuas. And yesterday when I speak to the boys in the Yitzchayim about this, I gave a moshe on their level, but you can say the same thing in any different style. I was talking to them, and someone would turn up to school every day during break time with bottles of freezing cold Coke. And he asks everyone, have you got a cup? I'm happy to give you a drink. And one kind boy went along and bought 100 cups and is giving them out, and everyone's going with the plastic cup, and you can get your cup of Coke, cup of freezing cold Coke. I'm a chayah. One day, if someone thinks to himself, he's coming every day, I'm going to be a step ahead. He buys himself like one of these massive cups, like a 1 liter cup, with a hand that looks like a cup. He says, there you are. And normal, he gets himself a whole litre. What was the difference? He realizes the guy's happy to give. It's just a matter of what vessels, what cane we've got to accept. Now, he talked to schoolboys about coke, he talked to other people about warehouses. And a guy says, you've won this raffle. What's the prize? The prize is, we'll fill up a warehouse with whatever merchandise you want. You choose what you want to fill it up with. Get me your warehouse, we'll fill it up. Okay? So one fellow will go along and get 25 square meters. And someone a bit wiser, and he may go and borrow money to be able to get himself the biggest Amazon warehouse he can get his hands on, which might be a mile long, and he'll say, fill it up. What's the difference? What have you prepared yourself with? This is the same thing. Yom Tov Shavuos is the only Yom Tov which the Torah calls it is the 50th day. This is called Shavuos, the day of weeks, which means you can't wake up an Erev Shavuos and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is the Yom Tov of Torah, I want to have Siyata D'Shmaya. Imagine how to have such a geshmaka learning. I know my cousin Shiozer told me that Rosh Tzvi told him once, Rosh Tzvi Finkel, Rosh Shiva Meir, he said something very frightening, but you can see his love of Torah. He says, I don't know if I'm going to get Schar for learning. He says, what do you mean, I'm going to get Schar for learning? Meir Rosh Shiva. He says, I love learning so much, I don't have any Nisoyon. He loves learning so much. Just imagine if you be on that level where your Avos HaTorah is tangible. You're loving to learn. Someone has to pull you away from your Gemara. And you come to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ash Shavuos Yom Tov HaTorah, the whole Siyata D'Shmaya, the whole year of learning, the Cheshek HaTorah, the Geshmak of learning, how much I'll be able to learn. And we think to ourselves, a day, a week before Shavuos, and thinking about it, Hashem says, I'm giving you 7 weeks to get your hands on the biggest warehouse you can get your hands on. What's the secret? Yiras Hashem, he oitzorei. Yiras Hashem is the oitzer. Yiras Hashem is the warehouse from where in the Torah caress. Torah is a heilige zach. And Torah has to have Yiras Shemaim. In Recham Chaz writes, the beginning of the Torah in Bereshis, he says, Bereshis, base Reshis. There's two types, there's Yiras Law, there's Yiras Tator, and it's Reshis. Reshis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. And as, especially now, actually, in the second week of Sefirot Omer, which is the middle of Gevura, the middle of Yira, today, Hoyd Shevi Gevura, which means the fifth element of this middle of Yira, of Yira Shemaim. And the more person appreciates that, and every Nisoyin which he's got, he's Mekayim Nisoyin Chama Kodesh, and Ze'adov Hashem Tziv Hashem Tazu. This is the matter when a person lives with that awareness of Hashem. Not in a scary, if I'm allowed to say so, old-fashioned fear that Hashem's looking at him every second, trying to catch him out. Hashem's looking at us like a loving father, trying to catch us in. He's trying to see how many good things we're doing, how we're zeichet to serve him in so many years of galus. We're there, shachris, mincha mar, we're learning to chesed, we're kind to people. And this year, Shemaim is going to soil and he's discovered that prepares more and more the oitzer. And also the midas, Tamid Rav Akiva, Noi Kovzel is there, the derechers called the Torah. Every time we're kind to someone, that's really building our warehouse. That's the way, really, that we're preparing ourselves towards the oncoming Yom Tov of Shavuos. And really, as well, this is got to do with the Inyan Gashmis as well. There's a fascinating Kliok actually in Parashas Kisavoy. The Torah writes in Parashas Kisavoy, Yiftach Hashem Lechois Etzorah Toiv. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam go to open up his good Oitzah in order to give you rain. This is the posture the Gemara brings in Talmud Safes that says that one of the keys of the world are not always given over to humans. Shleish Mateches Biyala Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of them is rain, and the Gemara says another one of Parnos. The Gemara says rain and Parnos are the same thing. And the Gemara brings this posture. Yitach Hashem Lechais Atzaratayim. Hashem will open up for you His good Oitzer. So what happens is, we realize that Hashem's got an oitzer of Parnosah, of Motah, and we have to be able to access this. How can we access this? So the Kliyok says something very interesting. He says, what do you keep in a safe? What do you keep in a special oitzer, oitzer atoy? You're going to keep something which is very, very precious. So the British ones are something which is precious. How is Shaykh by Hashem, something which is precious? Liyah kesev, liyah zovnum Hashem. Everything is His. The answer is, there's one thing Chazal tell us, which is called special, which is the Gemara Hakobadei Shemaim, Chutz Mi Shemaim. When it comes to Shemaim, that's called something special. Every moment of Yir Shemaim Bayit has, Hashem stores that away. That goes in this special Oitzah, which no one else can access. This is a rare commodity, a person on this world, with all the savings he's having, he's got you in Shemaim, wow, that's stored away. So the Kliyoka says, in order to access this Etzor HaToyim, it's through Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim not only prepares us for the Ruchnis of Shavuos. Also for the Ashvois Agashmi, a person wants to be able to be Zoicha to this extra level of Shefa from the Bein Shleim. What's the secret? What's the key? What's this Mafeach V'Yal Gadosh Baruch Hu? This is Yerushamayim. Yerush Hashem. This is what the Kliyoka writes today in Parashat Kisovu. So, I was thinking, well, maybe that's the minig. This Shabbos, many people got the minig, even those that don't have the minig, even to discuss the minig, are putting a key on top of the challah, the first Shabbos after Pesach. Maybe this is the inyan. The challah is the inyan of Parnassah. And we put on that key. What's the lesson of that key? That key is the lesson of the Yerushamayim. You want to be zoicha to this shefa from the Rebbeinu Shloim, this key is the Yerushamayim. Remember, the Yerushamayim is the key to be zoicha to it. Which obviously as well is going to be the key towards Torah. The Gemara on Shabbos tells us that someone that learns Torah without Yerushamayim, he's only got one key. There's the outer keys, there's the inner keys. He's only got one set of keys. He's got the key of Torah. He doesn't have the key to the actual Eitzah of the Yerushamayim. So sometimes after davening, people say Parashat Sambon. Shabur writes about this already. That's a good thing to say Parashat Sambon. The school of Parnos understand everything comes from Hashem. But I was thinking that if you look in the Siddur, that actually has Parashat before that. Parashas Hayira. And I was thinking to myself, if someone's only got time to say one of the two parashas, what should he be saying? It might be more kedai to say the Parashas Hayira, because that's really what you're going to be filling the Eitzah with. You have Yerushamayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. You're asking Hashem Yerushamayim, that's filling up the account. You'll get to the bank once already to release the funds. But if you got the choice to fill up the accounts, you got the Yerushamayim, you're saying, Hashem, I want Yerushamayim, I want to be Zeichet Yerushamayim, and that brings all the Yeshuas in the world, the closer a person is to Hashem, the more clarity he's got in the Einay Mavadai, the more clarity he's got that by Yamdu Lefnei Hashem, that brings everything. You know, the Chodesh of Iyar is actually the Oasis of Yorei, Yud Reish Aleph, which is fear, the Yerushamayim, that's the preparation towards the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Yerush Hashem Yetzorei. And Iyar we know is Ani Hashem Reifecho, Hashem heals. And when a person understands that the clarity, the understanding, Hashem does everything, this Bayim Hashmini element, that we're not just stuck in Teva, that brings all the Yeshuas. The Ramban writes this actually, in Parashas Vayera, Avraham Avinu had the visit, the very, very holy visit, a revelation, a revelation came to visit Avraham Avinu, what happened? He was healed. The Ramban says there, because Ba'oi Pnei Melech Chaim, in the face of the living king, you have life. What does that mean? That means the hiskalus of the Shechinah was the reason why he was zoicha to the refuah. And a person sometimes has things going on in his life, whether it's in Yonim Parnos, whether it's in Yonim Refuah, whether it's any Inyan in Ruchnis, in Gashmias, and he understands that clarity, that Inim of Vade, that Yore, that Chodesh Yerdeke element, that will really sort out all these problems. Because you were living with a clearness, with understanding. And the Rebbeinu Shem is the one doing this. The Rebbeinu Shem is the one in charge. This was an instruction of Rishamayim telling Kalanistrol on this Vayim Hashmini to live with this awareness that the Rebbeinu Shem is there in front of you. And that cleans a person to a very high level. Perhaps we can understand another Rechaim called Shepashas Emoy. He says a very Chassidish Pshat in the words of Sfarat Melchem. And the way I like to say is, if you have at home, sometime before Pesach, maybe some of us have had the honor of helping a bit or cleaning some stoves or some side tops or whatever it was, and there was some grease you're trying to get off. You can take your regular sponge, it can work quite hard and still not manage. Something called a magic sponge. In Ivrit they call it a Svaga Pele, which is an incredible invention. It's actually made of particles of glass. It looks like it's just a white sponge, but really, you can scrub and scrub on a regular shmata. You use that in a second, it comes off. And I was thinking, that's the way to describe this, Rechaim HaKodesh. Rechaim HaKodesh says that the neshama of Klal Yisrael is like the luchas. Kosman luach libecho. I was actually once in Antwerp, speaking in the shul, I was looking on top of the Aron HaKodesh, there was an imitation of the luchas. I said, Come on, in Antwerp with diamonds, you should know what color the luchos are. Chazal tell us the luchos are made of sanpirion. They're made out of sapphire. It's a brilliant blue. I've never yet seen Ohr HaKodesh with the luchos with the right color. But they're made of sanpirion. And he says, when a person doesn't have erech Chas Shalom, that has a level of filth over it. And we need to reshine. He says, how do you get your neshamas to shine again? He says, through the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer, Usfartem Lachem, he says, make yourselves back into a sapphire. Make yourself back into a sapphire. You look at me, Chaim Kodesh, print in every Amorah and Mekroes, Kazelis Chumash, Pasha Zem, you can check it out. He says it with the Echremes, but that's what he says. Usfartem Lachem, make it, says, through the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer, you make yourself shine again. And it's the first time I'm thinking, Hayoim Yoim Echelim, four words. What have I done? I made a bracha, shekhe the shomer mitzvah itself, to the kind of incredible mitzvah. I've cleaned them out of my neshama. It doesn't matter. I haven't fasted for 40 days. I haven't learned 6 hours with tzivas. How am I cleaning my neshama? Svog apele. It's a magic sponge. Say these words, that's what happens. Osvartem lachem. We say what? Kedei letareinu mekrivo seinu. The mitzvah is to clean us. To purify us. We say this in the tefillah after Sefiras HaOmer. And the Sforn tell us, Osvartem lachem, rochem de Rosh HaTevas, kedei letareinu mekrivo seinu. Kedei letareinu mekrivo seinu. This purifies us. How does this work? But maybe we understand that really avoid of Sefiras HaOmer is getting us ready for this Yori, getting us ready for this Vayamda Levin Hashem, understanding, standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shem, Ve'oipunem Elechaim, Mekayimus Mitzvah Yoyisim Elechecha, that has the power to clean our neshamas, to purify us, and should be Zoycha Taka, to live with this awareness, Zoycha to all the Ruchnis and Gashvitik HaShmois that it brings with it, and we zoicha to elektik a Shabbos, till we zoicha again to the Nesavach of the Shvorach, Lise, Lise, with Achtoinim, with the Vias Gero Tzedek, and Meher Yomein Omein. Amen.